practices yesterday for the Cowboys. And our old buddy Ribby Paltz was here covering Cowboys practice and training camp in San Antonio with us. And Ribby joins us now on the Ticket Hotline, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. Come in, Ribby. How are you?
Hey, no, man. How you doing? How you damn doing?
We're doing fine, and you usually make an appearance at Cowboys training camp. This is an annual thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of do like the Peter King thing, and I kind of do-si-do around the country hitting all the training camps.
I don't know how you afford to do that, but whatever.
Well, I don't really afford to do it because I always stop after I do the Cowboys.
Oh.
What do you think of this year's Cowboys team?
I think it's a good. I think it's a real good. You know, I'm feeling a lot better this year than last year because I don't know if y'all noticed, I lost a little weight.
Yeah, and you didn't have a lot to lose.
No, I didn't. I got the stomach sleeve, and I used to weigh 100 pounds, and now I weigh 60 pounds.
Oh, my gosh, Ribby.
So I really thinned down, you know, trying to get in shape for the training camp.
Yeah.
So I was out there interviewing some players, and I think I got two of the biggest names at this Cowboy camp here. When you think Dallas Cowboys, there's two names you think of. Dez Bryant and David Bela.
Well, at least that's who you thought of.
Now, I must say, my Dez Bryant one, I got a lot of stuff out of him that a lot of people couldn't. You know, Dez is kind of a temperamental with the media. And so he wasn't talking to a lot of people. But I really think that I broke through to the young gentleman.
Okay.
Let's give that a listen. With Dez Bryant.
Ribby and Dez Bryant.
Hey, Dez, Ribby Potts on the Ticket. You doing interviews?
No, I'm not doing any interviews today.
No interviews today. All right, that's a good man. You playing football? All right, people seem to love you. They love you here. Have you ever been surrounded like this before?
I'm not there.
All right, that's a good signing off.
You had to do it.
That's it?
I think that was successful.
I wouldn't say that was successful. You got about four words out of him.
But they were good words, Mellaman. Think about that. You can say something profound in very few words. Give me liberty, give me death, touch me right there. I mean, I'm talking a lot of important stuff.
True, I guess.
Now, the second guy I interviewed was David Bela. You know who he is, don't you?
Yes, he's
kicker.
The kicker.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Yes, he is a good man. He is a good man. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to Ribby with David Bela.
On Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket, David Bela?
Yeah, I believe Ribby has sent this down the line, this interview as well, and I hope he's not saving, or I guess I hope he is saving the best for last in this case.
All right, now, it's coming again. Okay.
All right, we got Ribby Paltz here, and I'm here reporting, and I'm reporting real hard for the Ticket here at the Cowboy Training Camp of Good Sports, and I'm here with David Bela. How you doing there, David?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, that's a good answer right there. All right, I want to ask you a few things because you seem to be playing for the Cowboys right now.
That is correct. That's why I got the star on my jersey. I think that signifies that.
Hey, I always love talking to David Bela here, although this is the first time we've ever talked. All right, let me ask you. You're awfully big for a kicker. I tell you, you look like you could kick my scrawny ass.
Yeah, I'd whoop your ass in a heartbeat.
That's a good one. I love this guy. This guy's crazy. All right, do you like girls?
Yeah, I would say I like girls over guys, if that's what you're trying to ask. Yeah, I'm not,
okay, all right. I struck out there.
Are you trying to hit on me right now?
No, I never do that, man. What do you say? No, do you like girls who go potty?
Yeah, I actually am dating a Hooters girl, actually. So I like the blonde. She's very qualified to work at Hooters, if you know what I mean.
Oh, she got the big breast tops.
She's very top-heavy, yes, I'd say.
But do you like girls that go potty?
I love girls that go potty. I like
potty.
Oh, potty. Oh, like go to the bathroom? I love those types too. I like the ones I actually hold it in for a while.
Crazy.
Golly.
That's a good. Okay, I'm still here visiting with David Bale of the Dallas Cowboys. He's a good man. Good football man, David Bale. Thank you for talking with me.
I appreciate it. Hey, do you like boys?
No comment. That's a good one. Thank you, man.
Okay, I guess that was a better interview, Ribby.
Yeah, it went longer than 10 seconds anyway.
We got the note out of him that he likes to, he likes women who like to hold it.
Yeah, he likes the girls that hold it.
And then when he asked you if you like boys, you kind of left it ambiguous, kind of like Lady Gaga.
Well, you know, that's kind of something that I like to do. I like to create a little mystery around me, and that way people will keep buying my albums. You know, the unfortunate thing is, in all the reporting that I did, I never found out what David Bale actually does for the Cowboys. Isn't he a kicker or something? I don't know.
Yes, he's their kicker. Yes, he was their kickoff specialist last year, and he's trying to become their field goal kicker this year.
And it's never really got it confirmed, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be out there practice today, and hopefully I'll get some more interviews.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see you there, Ribby.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, see ya. There's Ribby Paltz, our sports expert, here covering training camp, Paltz newsletter.